My brothers are being oppressed by the tyrants of Syria.
Plight, the story of Syrian refugees. Intolerable is what United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called the suffering of the people of Syria. His words had followed stalled peace talks in Geneva, Switzerland. The talks had stalled due to a relentless onslaught of bombings on Aleppo by Russian air forces backing President Bashar al-Assad's government.
Trying to find a space for the children, which is relatively safe, and they can take classes, do some activities. However, whenever they hear an airstrike, everybody is distracted and they lose their attention, even the teachers, because even the they have families and they don't know where that airstrike happened. And they will ask themselves, where did it happen? Did I lose anyone from whom I love?
An already unprecedented Syrian so-called refugee crisis was mixed up directly by the siege on Aleppo. The resulting exodus has witnessed more than 35,000 people camped on the Syrian-Turkey border, with more than 70,000 still expected. Turkey, however, was keeping its doors firmly shut. Turkey, who has until now accepted the brunt of Syrians fleeing their motherland, is providing this new surge of refugees from Syria with tent-making facilities, food and water on the Syrian side of the border, but has only allowed so-called emergency cases into Turkey itself. Widely viewed as the gateway to Europe, currently there are 2.5 million Syrian refugees residing in Turkey at a cost of some $8 billion per annum. However, late last year, Turkey, after a visit from German Chancellor Angela Merkel, had agreed to stop the influx of refugees. The incentives were $3.3 billion in aid, a speedier processing of Turkey's acceptance into the European Union, and an easing of visa restrictions for Turks. Ironically and duplicitously, to all appearances, the European Union is urging Turkey to open its borders to the new surge of refugees. Against this backdrop, Syrians continue to strive to reach Europe. The crossing from Turkey to Greece, whilst a short trip, has proved treacherous. More than 400 people, including babies and children, have drowned en route to Greece this year alone, as compared to 69 last year and 12 the year before. Currents are strong and most leave in rubber boats or small wooden vessels. Unscrupulous vendors also sell poor quality or fake life vests to those daring the sea crossing.
My brother said to me, "It's my kids. Has to be the wake-up call for the whole world." And he said to me, "My message to the world, please help those people crossing that water. Don't let them take that journey anymore. I don't want people to die anymore. All what I want, to go back to Kobani, bury them, and I want to stay there." Besides,
there have also been videos of Greek coast guards puncturing rubber dinghies and Turkish coast guards turning the refugees back. During the first 6 weeks of 2016, 70,365 migrants and refugees had arrived in Greece via Turkey and 5,898 in Italy. Next month, Greece is expected to see its 1.1 millionth refugee. An added danger for Syrian refugees is human trafficking and the slave trade in Europe. Already 10,000 Syrian children have gone missing in Europe, with 5,000 having simply disappeared in Italy alone. Unaccompanied children face the greatest danger, with supposed uncles claiming them from refugee camps. It recently emerged children had been sexually assaulted at refugee camps in Norway by known sex offenders in the country and possibly by residents of the camp as well. While investigations are underway, authorities suspect child sexual abuse is still rampant. While conditions are perhaps marginally better in Europe for refugees than in Turkey, for the most part, refugees are not welcome. In Sweden, witnesses have reported people having been attacked after a suspected far-right group had handed out leaflets threatening violence against foreigners. Sweden also plans to deport 80,000 so-called asylum seekers in the coming years. Refugee centers in Sweden have also seen attacks. The country had taken in 163,000 new arrivals last year. Norway also has had to make arrests following alleged plots to attack asylum seekers' reception centers. The European Union Commission has voiced support for Sweden's announcement, saying member states have an obligation to return people who lack grounds for asylum. The EU Commission has also proposed plans which in effect will criminalize those who rescue migrants and refugees arriving on Greek islands. Activists say this amounts to let them drown. The proposed plan will see charities, volunteer groups and others providing humanitarian assistance considered as smugglers. Nevertheless, desperate Syrians continue to flee their motherland. Reports of starvation being used as a war tactic in towns and cities in Syria had begun to emerge late last year. The world has seen reports of starving people having to eat grass and cats and even rats to survive.
I know someone who caught cats, slaughtered them, and gave them to his mother pretending they were rabbits. I know other people who collected their food from the rubbish bins, and others who eat grass.
Our situation is very bad. Our children are starving, our bodies are trembling. We started to lose consciousness because of hunger. We are suffering from anemia and many different diseases. We have no food, even bread. There's no water, no electricity, no heating. Our children cry all night. We are unable to find anything to feed them.
Videos of skeletal children had begun circulating on social media.
I want them to feel our pain, that our children hungry, crying all day, asking for food, even just one leaf. The children don't have any strength. They can't stand up from their beds because they're so hungry. They're saying, I want to eat, but the answer is the same. There is no food. I have just one message. I just want to remind people that we are here, that we are human. If people don't care about us, I just want to tell them to get animal rights groups to care about us. Honestly, we are starving and eating cats and dogs.
People in Aleppo, which is now increasingly under siege, fear the same fate. They fear the gates to Europe may close at any time. Russian airstrikes are focused on carpet bombing, meaning there is intention to destroy the entire city. Hospitals in Aleppo province and other parts of Syria have also been targeted, leaving the country's citizens with even less health care than the limited amount that had become available in the last 5 years. The Syrian conflict had begun amidst the Arab Spring in March 2011, largely as an unarmed peaceful demonstration for government reforms. Photos and videos taken at the time show people a lot like us, on average living in comfortable homes, wearing good clothing, having good lives. Women in Islamic dress with pretty scarves and fashionable handbags can be seen walking with their happy, well-fed and well-dressed children along desert roads to camps in what they presumably thought would be a temporary situation. It later morphed into a full-blown civil war that has killed hundreds of thousands of people and has turned, according to the United Nations, more than 4.3 million others into refugees. It could, tomorrow, be us.
Allah is the king most just. The courage of my sisters in war is an example for mankind.